People protesting the proposed Keystone XL oil sands pipeline filled the street in front of the Nebraska Capitol, then marched through downtown Lincoln on the eve of a crucial hearing on the pipeline's fate. Traffic was blocked off on about a dozen blocks of downtown Lincoln Sunday as people marched between the Capitol and the Cornhusker Hotel, where the Keystone XL hearings will be held. Before the march got underway, pipeline opponent Jane Klebb talked to the crowd about the hearing.
So, question in front of Nebraska's Public Service Commission is the Keystone XL pipeline in Nebraska's public interest?
Supporters say the pipeline will bring construction jobs, tax revenue, and a secure source of oil. But farmer Art Tandarup, who doesn't want the pipeline passing through his northeast Nebraska land, said opposition hasn't lessened.
It is strong, and we are going to kill this snake once and for all. Let's do it!
Among those protesting were representatives of several Native American tribes. Ponca Tribe of Nebraska Chairman Larry Wright drew a parallel between the legal process TransCanada would use to get easements from reluctant landowners and the dispossession of Native Americans.
What does eminent domain do to these landowners that have been here for over 100 years now? We know what it's like to have land illegally taken away from us. We don't want that to happen to our relatives here again.
After the crowd marched to the Cornhusker Hotel, people stopped to join in song against the pipeline, which would carry oil sands oil from Alberta to the Texas Gulf Coast.
People on the rise like the water. We're gonna calm this crisis down. Hear the words of my great-granddaughter. Say, keep this in the ground.
This week's hearing and the lawsuit likely to follow any decision will have a lot to say about whether that happens. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.